We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otzot Chai. We are in Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph in the middle of Perik Dalet, and Matok Bidvash is Daf Resh Tzadik Dalet. So we are again in the Sfeikas of Atik. We're creating the Patsuf of Atik, and Atik is now taking a little bit from the Ma side and a little bit from the Ben side in order to misaken all the Shivra Kelim, in order to now to make all the Patsuf are going to be created. So we're working with, first of all, with the Patsuf of Atik, and he's taking a little bit of the Ma and Ben. So let's just show that on this chart over here. This is what we've had so far. We have on the right hand side you have the Ma, and then on the left hand side you have the Ben. Okay, and this is Atik in the middle, so a little of the Ma is going in and some of the Ben is coming in, and these are all the question marks. I think you can see all that. All the question marks are all the Sfeikas we're going to have. Oh, and you can see, just note, it's always on the Ben side. All the question marks are only on the Ben side. And you'll see exactly where all the Sfeikas are. On the Ma side, it's quite straightforward. Sfira for Sfira is going into the Atik. So that's what we saw in Perek Gimel. In Perek Dalet, we go into more details. That's what we're going to be doing. We're doing now Chazor Perek Dalet, and we're in Safik Sheni. So let's just discuss it again. So we have five Sfeikas. It's not really five Sfeikas, as you pointed out. That's not Sfeikas. It's five alternative Pshatim in Atik. And according to Mekubalim, according to the Akdam we gave, it's really five different anhogas. Not really sfeikas, b'chlal. It's not bedin sufik sfeika, bedin anhogas, different anhogas. He calls it sufik, but it's really anhoga. Kopin is two major categories. Again, we saw we're getting from the Ma side, or we're getting from the Ben side. Now, when we start with the Kesser, what are we getting from the Kesser? So we said we're getting, again, two major categories are really focusing on Ben, because really all the Sfeikas are just in Ben, as we just saw, all the question marks are on Ben. So in Ben, there's two major categories. First of all, are we going to receive the Makif of the Kesed Ben? That's the first Shaila, and that's the main Shaila over here. So in the first category, which is called Bechina Rishoina, there it's mentioned that we're not considering, not reckoning with the Makif of Ben. We're not going to consider that at all. So where's the Makif going to come from? Either it's going to come from the Ma side, and it could come from the Ben, meaning that the Panimi of Ben will become the Makif. But the pure Makif of Ben we don't receive in the first category. Now, the first category will be divided into two parts, so we'll discuss in a minute. Now, the second major category is that we do receive the Makif of Ben. And then we have three Sfeikas from that. So altogether we have five Tzadim, two in the first category that we don't receive the Makif of Ben, and the second category that we do receive the Makif of Ben, and there's going to be three additional Sfeikas over there. So let's discuss the first category. Again, first category, let's turn over in our chart. If anybody wants a chart like these, just send me a message. I'll be happy to send you a PDF format. Anybody wants a copy? Right, so we're going to discuss, this is Suffolk number one. Suffolk number one, again, we said the Makif of Ben is not there. And we also don't have a Makif of Ma either. So what do we have here? So again, this is the Ma side, and this is the Ben side. Again, the way we look at the Sfira is that there's a front side to the Sfira and a back side, a Ponim and an Ach. Now, in the Ponim side of the Sfira, we're going to have two different facets to the Ponim. We're going to have a facet coming out called Or, another facet coming out called Keli. Same thing in the back, in the Ach. So again, in the Ponim you have Or or Keli, and in the Ach we have Or and Keli. Okay, those four Bechinas have to keep in the back of your mind. So in the Ma, all I thought it was in the Ben. In the Ma, we don't have those two facets. We only have Kula, it's Kula Pani. Kula Pani. So you're going to have a Bechina of Or and Keli in Ma. And in Ben, you have those four Bechinas, as we said, Or and Keli in Panim, and Or and Keli in Ah. So in Ma, you have the Or Panimi coming out. Again, we're not talking about any Makifim here in the first Tzad. We have also Or Panimi coming out on the Ben side, which is Nasi Makif. So then you have an Or Panim and Or Makif, which is good, that's what we want. and the or keli, and sorry, the keli comes out from over here as well. Since it's not balanced, because we're saying that this is really or sag, it's overwhelming, so therefore we need additional help from various bechinas called the kesorim of Chochma and Bina. Kesorim and Bina are going to come to help add in some bechinas of kelim, which will be mashvi the tzur over here. Again, you always have to have the right amount of all panimi, right amount of all, or makiv, and therefore the kelim will be able to hold all that all.
The new line pointing to the
what? Here's the kelim of the ba'achol.
Yeah, there's no point. We're talking about up here,
that's the all panimi, which is nasi or makiv. Okay, so that's an all makif over there. See, that's it's an all makif category.
You're saying the Kesser of Chokhmah and the Kesser of Bina, though, will help in the Kesser to Kesser, huh?
It's going to help, it's going to be Mashve, this the Reisha, this is the Reisha the Za, the Reisha the Atik.
Not on just that, not on
no,
that, you know,
no, no, right, that's right, that's right. Right. Not only the Kesser, yeah, that's the interesting part, that it's not only working with the Kesser, but it's also working with the Chokhmah of Atik and also the Bina the Atik. The Kelim here will be Mashve. And the Siman is Aleph, Aleph, Gimel. One makif, one pinimi. This is the makif, this is the pinimi, and the gimel kelim are by the three stars, and that's it. Besides that, we're going to have also the orot of the ach, which is going to be going down into the zat, which is in perik hay. Okay, so that we saw already, that is topic number one, or tzad number one, in bechi number one. Now, bechi number two, let's do it outside, and then we'll see it inside. This is bechi number two, we're going to see it inside now. Okay, again, this major category, there's no makif. There's no makif on the ben side. But what? But what? There will be now a makif on the mas side coming out. And there's always a panimi, or panimi. And because there's an or panimi and or makif, you're going to have a batosha, we said. They're going to hit into each other. It's a min bemino. And they're going to make a keli. Here's the keli, the star. And you're going to have that on the keres of the Chochma Bina of Atik as well. All the mass are straightforward. On the bent side, again, you're going to have the or pinimi coming out being a nasim makiv. It's not an or makiv, it's an or pinimi nasim makiv. And then you're going to have ha'ovas going down to the chokhman bina. Those light, red thing going into the making the or makiv. And then it also has the keli, which is nasi by the har, the heri shoyness of keser. That makes the keser. So you have an or makir of an or and a keli of the hal coming out. And then, to be mash with the tmuna, you need a help from the kesorim again. Kesorim, you're going to need help from the chokhmah bina. The kesorim, the chokhmah bina, they're going to come out and they're going to add or panimi and kelim to mash with the tmuna.
These two green stars.
Which one? You have three green stars, right?
I've got two there, one there, one there.
Well, actually, what it is, if you look at the siman over here, so you have two, look at bagat. That's two or makif. There's one more makif. There's another or makif. It's a pinimi nasi makif. The blue represents or pinimi, which gives us, you have three or pinimi. One here on the or pinimi mal side, and two over here on the bent side. And then finally, you have.
Why don't count the two of Ketermo?
Here?
Yeah.
Because you said last week.
Because
it's all kids, yeah. So it's a mystic of old, yeah, I think so. I must get to that. So, and finally, then you have Dalit, the Dalit Bechinas of Kelim. You have two on this side, one on the Ma side, and one on the Ben side.
Those are different, yeah?
One's coming from the Ma side.
Two green stars are different.
Yes, yeah. That's what it's two. Right?
One from Ma. Also,
one from the Ma side, and one's coming from the Ben side. And then you have the Ben also. You have the Chochma Ben creating a Keli, and then the Kesser of the Chochma Ben, the Kesser of the Chochma, the Bina is also creating Keli. Those are your four.
So if those two are separate, the single ones in Chochma Bina, are they being made by a synthesis of the two, or it's just being made by the
by itself, by itself. The Kesser, see, it's pointing to the Kesser. The green arrow is pointing to the Kesser. From the Kesser, it's going to create a Keli.
Yeah, no, it's, you also had the pink
well,
thing.
Well, you see, there's a different line, right? So there's a batosha here. There's an opinion of makif. There's no opinion of makif here.
But whereas in Kesser the pink thing led to a star, so this could be leading to a star too.
That's right. That's what we point. That's what he just said right now. So he his machadish is swallow. Why is it? Don't we? That's the cash that we had. There's machadish as well that in, since this is only keser, so all these bechinas of keser, chokhmah, ubina, are all in keser dema. So that's all considered to be keser, one keli. And here, mashenken, this is the keser, this is the chokhmah, this is the bina, that you count them individually. Okay, let's see that inside. So on page in the Matuk Dvash Leish Tzadik Dalit and in the old edition of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, it starts Safik Hasheni. You have it? Safik Hasheni? Safik Hasheni who? Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, you have it? Safik Hasheni who? Im Nema Shigam Ken Hayem Makif Dema. In the second tzad over here, again, we're always in the first bechina, and in the first bechina, we're saying that there's no makif of ben. The only question is now, ef shetaka there's a makif de ma coming out. On that, he says, v'nim tzata o penimi icha de ma, v'shnei oretz makifim. We're going to have two oretz makifim over here. Icha de ma, that's the first chiddush over the first suffix. There's going to be an o makif de ma. And od the od or penimi the ben ashenase makif. You didn't find it. Okay, so let's start that over. So it's safik hasheni on chaf amud aleph, the last line on chaf amud aleph amud beis.
Last line.
Right, chaf amud beis on the last line. Right. Okay. Right. So again, safik hasheni who. Im ne'emar shigam ken haya makif dema. Here we're going to introduce now something we didn't see in the Safek Rishon, that there's going to be a makif dema. V'nim su'u ata o penimi echa dema. We know there's an o penimi dema. And besides that, v'shnei oz makifim. Shnei oz makifim. Echa dema v'od o penimi deben asher nase makif el ma. Okay, so let's just see that inside just to make sure we don't get lost here, which is very easy to do over here. So over here, so you have an or makif de ma, which is coming out, and you have two panini. And sorry, you also have an or makif de ben. It's actually an or panini is nasi makif. So you're gonna have two makifim and one panini.
Where's the or makif de ben?
Here. Right. So it becomes an or makif. It's or panimis. Right. And all the ma side is all the same. It's all the same. All considered to be one bechina. Therefore, it's not shove, obviously. And the klal is the kede or makiv and the or panimi have to be shove the shove. So what are we going to do? The kefizish so she shtave or panimi im or makiv, and therefore how are you going to do that? Vushi yalu shnei oris shnei kesorim de chokma ubina de ben lemale be chokma ubina de atik. So now we're going to have to have some help from the kesorim of the chokma bina of ben in order to come and help the reisha. The ati, v'ze einu ella ha'oretz shel bechinas achurayim bilvav. Remember, there's four different bechinas we can speak about. We can speak about the or of the panim, or the kelim of the panim. We can speak about the or of the ach and the panim of the ach. Here we're going to talk about one of them: is or of the ach. The or of the ach. Now. Interesting enough, even though we're only bringing up the or the ach, ba'ali deze yeh or panim merube. Gam kem kemo or makif. Therefore, that's going to be mashvil all the or together. Just the fact that you've got an extra or over there wasn't there beforehand. V'chein bechinas, and then you're going to bring a second bechina of chokhma bina, and that is v'chein bechinas achuraim shelekim deshnei orad nizkor deshnei kesorim de chokhma bina de ben. You're all going to also bring about the kelim of the ach. So we brought the or of the ach, and now we're going to be the kelim of the ach of the kesorim of the chokhma bina de ben. Yalo ima chelik or shalahem, shigam hem bechinas achoraim. Ve'asiman shel asafek zeh hu bagad. Beis gemol dalet. Rotzoni loma. What do I mean by bagad? So the base represents shtei oz makifim. You have two oz makifim, which is what? Or makif on the ma side and or makif on the ben side. It's or penimish nasi makif. And also you can have gimel oz penimim. What's the penimim? Again, one on the ma side, and you're going to have another three, another two on the side of the ben. Two makifim over there. From the kitra chokhmah the kesorim of the chuv deben. And then finally, Bagad, the last simon is dalit. That's dalit kelim. Shem keli de. He spells it out. Yeah, keli de keter the ben. Because since you have an opening, you have more makif of ben. There's a ratosha there. You have a keli over there. The keli keter the ma. Also, that which produces. The keli keter the ben. That's one. Keli keter the ma comes alide the ratosha. And therefore, that will come out to be your four kelim. Again, one for the hav of ben, one for the keser of chokhmah, and the other one for the keser of bina, and finally for the coming out from the batosha of the tzadma. Okay, now. This is a bit misleading part, but he's going to be makdim to a few bechinas that we haven't learned yet. We did the first time around, but he's going to be makdim a few different nekudos, which we'll see. It's not so posher. V'tzoch leida inan echad. I have to mention some to you, and he says as follows: Ube'elu atzveikos yesh shlosha bechinas beinan aliyas oyres. He's referring to the oil of the keser. Of the Ksolim, the Chochma, Bina, the Ben, the Atik. We said often that we always need Hashlama from what? From the Ksolim of the Chub, the Ben. Now there's going to be three different Ofanim with that can happen. The Rishon, the first Ofanim, the Oifen could be Im Oilim Orod Shel Bechines Panim Levad. We can see, again, there's four different Bechines. Two on the Panim side and two on the Ach side. So one echetemtze could be that the help that we'll be receiving from the kesorim, the chub, the ben, will be on the all of the panim side, which we'll see in, which we actually saw in. Actually, we're going to see later on in called badad rishon. There's two badad rishon, badad sheni, which is safik rivi and safik hamishi, which we haven't seen yet. That we'll find in mitzias that the chub, the kis chub, the ben come up. And they're going to help. Why? Because they're going to be made out of the oris of the panim. And therefore, since it's panim, what's interesting about the panim is vehine as hem is arvim im chokma ubina dekesa the ma. Therefore, since it's like for like, ma is always panim. And since you have all the panim, they can be arv one to the other. Kivan shegam hem bechinas panim. Now, second oifen is as follows. Now we're not working with the ponim only achoraim shalem, like we saw in the previous suffix bagad. What we saw where there came out the kelim of the achoraim, and also the badad sheni. We'll see later on the fourth suffix also this type of situation. As ef shashid aruvu, it's a mitzvah of it's aruvu, and it's a mitzvah which is not me'aruv. So in both cases, they both come to help. But once it's me'arav, once it's not, when it's panim panim, it's me'arav. Once it's not panim panim, it's not me'arav. Therefore, since it's an ach as opposed to a panim, if shashi arav im chokhum abina the case of the ma, omlam always the ma ye b'chines panim ve'elu achuraim oilim yiyu b'chines achuraim shel panim kenizka the ma. Therefore, it's simply going to be the ach of the panim the ma. Now, the third chitimsi that we can have help. From the kitrei chub de ben, is im hem bechinas the im hu bechinas shlishis sheolim shnei, and this we find the bechinas shnei. That's when the makif of ben does come out. Sheolim shneiem bechinas panim u bechinas achuraim. All four bechinas come out, two from the ach and two from the panim. Meaning you can have the o and the kelim of the panim coming out from the kitrei chub de ben, and also the o and the panim of the achzar of the kitrei ben. As a panim is arvim im ol dema ba'achraim nisharu bebechinas achuraim shalehem, ava bechinas a kesed de ben, which is the har de ben, vaday hu mis arvim im a kesed dema. So the only exception is that the kesed is such a high, therefore it can take him arv. But otherwise, you definitely have to have a bechinah of panim into me'arev in order to me'arev with a panim. Of ma, those are the three situations. Now the base lechem Yehuda. I don't want to bring any mafashim really in this perek, but this is really body discussion. You should be asking me this question. like, since we're doing Chazal already, that this third Bechina, which is mentioned, is not Nimsa in our Perek Bechalal.
It's Badet, so Beged.
No, it's not. We don't find that all four Bechinas of Kelim and all of Panim and Ach are coming up to help up the rest of the Chabad of Ma. To make the chabad of Atik. That's Lord Nimsa. Either we find the Achraim of the Kelim or the Oros of the Kelim, but we don't find that the both in the Panim and the Ach four Bechinas go up.
But that is we do find it.
Where we found it?
What?
Which Badad?
Badad later on.
Badad Rishon or Badad Sheni?
Nicht.
Okay, so I have both here and you.
No, but we said it already in the first show that all of this goes Lechora Zebe Badad, not Badad. I've got this written down on my. You said it.
If I did say it was a mistake.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's not. It's Lo Nimsa. Because if you can see clearly,
Badad, no?
I'm looking at Badad. Here's, I have two Badads here. Badad Rishon and Badad Sheni over here. Uh-huh. And both of them, you have either the all the Panim,
yeah,
and the Kelim of the Panim, but the Ach goes down to the Zatz.
I never had the Ach going.
And all you have the Ach here, and the Panim, yeah, yeah, and the Panim stay in the Chokhma Bina. But we don't have Ach Upanim,
yeah,
of the Kelim and the all going in. We don't have four arrows going in. This is only what is lost. It's only that if it would be a case like this, then we'd have a suffix to be matching to this as well. But it's still open him, so it's just a point to be taken, not to look out, try to find out where is this third bechina, because you won't find it in this paragraph. Okay, so I'm just saving you a bit of time. Okay, Dobby?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Vihine, it goes one more line, and then we're going to continue on in our Sfeikas. Vihine, Shlosha Bechina Ze'elo, that we just mentioned, about the Ezra of the Kit V'chub Deben, Kavanis Ba'a Be'ezra Bechina, Kavanis Ba'a Bechina Achas Mehem, this I just mentioned to you beforehand, B'Safik Hashem, which is Badad. In Badad, which we just spoke about, that we did find that the Ponim, the all and the Kelim did come up. Okay, so that we did mention. And therefore, Vada whom is Arvim in the Kete, sorry, just going to go, Shnei Bechinas Aorois, Acheros, Yitbar B'Shah Sfeikas. So number two and number three, again, like we said, number three, we're not going to discuss only the second, the first Bechina we just spoke about, that's a Badad. The second Bechina we're going to discuss later on, sorry, Begad was the first Bechina, Badad is going to be the second Bechina, and then finally the third Bechina, which we're not going to find in this paragraph. Okay, fine, that was just a side point. Let's go back to it. Now, again, all that we spoke to right now is Bechina Rishonim, where we have no Makif per se from the Ben. It's only a Penimi, which is Nasi. Safik Rishon said there was no Makif Bechalal, not the Ma side, not the Ben side. The second Safik said in Bechina Rishonim that there was now a Makif, the Ma came out. So therefore, you have two Makifim. Makif the Ma, Makif the Ben. Behind the Penimi, the Ben, Nasi, Makif, say two Makifim plus the Penimi. Now, Bechina Shniel, we're going to see a Makif, the Ben does come out. So there we go. Here we go. Now, we have three Sfeikas in this. Bechina Shniel, Yeshva Shlosha Sfeikas. Vahu, Im Nema Shebo O Penimi, Ve O Makif Shneim, the Ben Gamke. The Chiddush is that the Makif of Ben will now come out. The Eluhem Shlosha Sfeikas. And from this now, this major category that the Ben comes out, the Makif the Ben comes out, we're going to have three different Sfeikas, as we'll explain. Safek Rishon. Im yesh shnei oros makifim. So now, if we have take a Makif the Ma and a Makif the Ben, as we just said, Echad the Ben, Ve'echad the Ma, Ve'shnei oros penimim, Echad the Ben, Ve'echad the Ma. Kefize, Ein tzar shiyolu oros shnei kesoret mechochma bina the Ben. So it sounds very good. You have all makiv the man and penimi the ma, and all makiv the ben or penimi the ben. So they seem to be shavu b'shavu, and therefore you won't technically need any help now from the kesorim the chub the ben. Omnam bechinat kelim hu shitzor shialu. In order for the kelim to be matched. Matching, you need why? But Tamu, לפי שאין כוח בכלי דמר יקבל אור פנימי בסג. Now, why is he referring to sag now? We said the word ma or ben, because be'etzim, the ben is not really emstik ben, it's really emstik ma shenase ben. And we saw in the Oysters Chai, we saw it early on in the Pukim, because why we consider it to be ben, because we simply have a ma chadash coming from the metzah, which is coming to the sag and the ben. So we said the sag, so since the ma, which is a smaller bechina than the sag, passage that we call in the sag, it loses its shem and becomes a ben, because the ma is being affected now a bechina, to deliver that bechina becomes a low bechina, but the etzim is still a sag. So it's not really balanced. So you only have a ma on one side and a sag on the other side. So therefore, it's really not balanced. Im haya kol ol bekeli shelo. If you just look at ma separately and ben separately, then there'll be no problem. Nicha, be no problem. Aval ata, but since you're making now one keli called atik, one pasuf, and you want a mishra and you want a ma'ariv, the ma'ar ben together. Hakeli the ma mekabel o the ma vo the ben, because ma is going to mekabel, ma goes into the attic, and therefore the ben is also going to go into ma in order to create the attic. Vechen hakeli shel ben mekabel shnehem ein yecholot bekeli the ma mekabel o penimi the ben shusag. Ma cannot mekabel a greater o than itself, which is a sag. Lachen, so what's going to happen? Sorir shidgadel hakeli hazeh al yedei hakelim shel kesorim de chokhma bina deben. So at the end of the day, we're going to have to need the help of the kesorim of the chub deben. V'im kein sorir shekol b'chinas keleim deponim v'de'ach yalo lemalu. Therefore, we're going to need all b'chinas of ach. B'chinas keleim deponim ach. Sorry, the kelim of both the ponim and both of the ach yalo lemalu. But the O we don't need. We just have to enforce the killing because we have a big side coming in. We don't need the all of the pun of the ach, only the killing of the pun of the ach. The siman hu babu. Base vav. That means shnei oros makifim. Remember the letter of the siman, the first letter is the makif. So we have two of those, base. Shnei oros penimim, two oros penimim, and involve kelim, shehem kelim de ma udeben, v'shnei panim v'shnei achuraim v'shnei akitzorim de chokma bina deben. Let's show it on the chart, just to make it clear before we move on to the next topic. So, if you look at the charts here, this is babu. Okay. So babu means we have two. Very simple though. Here we go. Look at the siman. Base, vav. This is where we have to start off, right? The first one is the makiv, second one is the panimi, and the last green siman is kelim. So you have two. What does that mean? Two makiv. So let's look for the makiv. Again, we said we have a makiv on the masa, the makiv on the benta. There's your two makiv here. And this is all kesta, so we don't consider it to be all the makivim over here. It's all one makiv. That's all we have in makivim. Then we have a ha'ora of makifim coming down, but not more than that. We don't consider them.
Anyway, they're all from Kedar Ben.
Right, that's right. Yeah, but it's going to the Chokhmah. It's Kedar. There's more makif here. There's more makif here as well. Alpha Pekin.
It's from the same.
Yeah.
From the same.
Yeah. Huh. Now, openimi. How many openimis do we have? Base. So let's look at the triangle. The triangle tells me I have an openimi over here and an openimi here. Again, same thing. So ho, we have shavu v'shavu. We don't need any help from the ksorim of the chub de ben. After pikein, since this is a sag all, ben is a sag. It's a stronger all. Therefore, we need some help from the ksorim. So we have vav kelim over here. So we have one over here, one from the batosh of the man side, and then we're going to have two over here because we have keli of the ach and the panim. We need a really big keli for here. And also over here, another two kelim come out from the keli ach upanim. Later on, we'll see that the oros, they go down to the zat. They go down to the zat. Side from the bina and side from the chokma, they're going to go down to the zat. Okay.
Why do we need more kelim? Why do we need kelim the ach with the panim?
Because we have the sag. the sag coming out, which is much too powerful, and therefore we're going to need extra koach hakeli in the losh in order to make out of the sag.
Now, why does he now we need the kli and not before?
What, because in the first bechina we had no makif coming out.
Ah, makif in ban.
Yeah. So ban came out. Makif now also that made the enormous difference.
It is as much as you got more opnimi and more makif, you need stronger kli.
That's right. So api cheshman, it should have been shavet b'shavet, two makif and two panimim, but this is a sag, so that unbalanced everything. Okay. Okay, so let's continue now. We are now in Safek Sheni. That means the Bechina Shnia, that we know the Makif of Ben's coming out now. And we're here, we're dealing with another son. Safek Sheni Hu Siman Badad. So there's going to be two Badads. We're going to call it Badad Rishon. And the next one is going to be finally Badad Sheni. Badad Sheni. Badad Rishon, sorry. Pirush. כי אולי לא צריך יעלו שיעלו למעלה רק הפנים של הכלים דשני כסורים דחוכמה בין הדבן. Because we saw in the first suffix that both kelim of the panim and the achkimel. So maybe no, maybe this sad will hold that only the kelim of the panim will come up. ואחוריים שלהם נשארו למטה בגוף דעתיק, and the אחוריים of the kelim will go down into the zat of Atik. So what have we changed over here? Instead of bringing up two types of kelim, kelim the ach and kelim the panim of the kitri chub de ben, we're only going to bring the bechina of the panim of the kelim. And since we're bringing the kelim upon of the ben, therefore we're going to also bring up the orals of the kitri chub the ben. Okay, v'hu v'harihem, and this is simon we're going to call it badad. Shnei orot makifin, that's the base of the badad. V'alva orot penimim, that's again the dalit of the badad. Shem or the ma or the ben v'shnei orot the panim v'shnei orot Torim, the Chokma bina de ben, and the final siman is, but that is the Dalit again, is representing the Kelim, and that's Alba Kelim Shel Alba over the Pnimim and Iskorim. Okay, so let's see that inside, in the chart. Here we go, this is Badad Rishon. Okay? So let's look at the top over here. What do we see? We see the siman over here, Badad. Oops, I'm still in Babel. Okay, we'll put a little Rishon over here just to remind us, because now it gets confusing. So this is Bechina Sheni, where the Makif of Ben is coming out. This is Safek Sheni, Bedad Rishon. So again, let's follow the Simanim. Two, where's the two Makifim? Again, nothing's changed. The Makif on the Mas side, and the Makif on the Ben side. You have four Penimim now. Again, you have one on the Keser side. These are still the same. And then you have four Makifim. What are the four Makifim? There's one on the Ben side and the Keser side. And now you're going to have now a Makif coming out, and all Pnimi come out from the Keser, the Chokma. And also you're going to have all Pnimi coming out from the Keser, the Ben. So there's your four. One, two, three, four. And finally your Dalit Kelim, or what? One kid is Nasi by the Batisha of Ma'u Ben. Sorry, of the Makiform or Panimi of Ma. Here's your kid. Then also you're going to have a kid which is formed from the Or Maki, from Or Panimi of Ben. And then you're going to have your kid deponim creating another kid, and kid deponim of the case of the Ben also creating a kid. So therefore there's your four kid, your two Makifim, and your two. So your four penimim and your two makifim.
It sounds when you read the text that the reason why we have four penimim is because we have only four kelim and not six. We had Babu, and Babu we had six kelim and two penimim, and now we got only four kelim, not the ach, only the ptim the kelim. And because of that,
What do you mean? What are you trying to say? The reason why we have less kelim now is because what?
No. The fact that less kelim create that need as well the oros pinim. What's the kasher?
No, it doesn't
work.
He says that. He's going to ask a question in a minute. But what we see over here, that if the keli goes up, it schleps the oil. That's the rule.
So in Babu as well, you should have Badu.
So we'll see the kasher. That's going to be the kasher. Why don't over there should be more, even more so, because over there
six keli.
We had right two keli. Let's work with the kit chokma, the kitre chokma, the dam.
Yeah, yeah.
We have two kelim over there, with the kelim the ach and the kelim the ponim.
Yeah.
Lochosh should also schlep up the. That's going to be the rav's kasher. Yeah. That's very good.
Who's going to ask?
The rav, the Arizal himself. Oh, Shem. Again, we did it, but who's the fella? Okay. So, ve'im toma feg da Arizal kasher, you kasher. Lama lemala, besav grishon babu, shamanu shu ulai. Alu a kelim de pani ba'ach. Yeah, there you have two kelim per, you know, in the chokma, in the kitzcha chokma, in the kitzcha, in the kitzcha ben. Ve'amal, and there we said shelo alu ora shalem. The oil wasn't schlepped out when you raise up two kelim in the chokma and two kelim in the bina. Ve'kan b'savak sheni, which is b'dad rishon hazeh, she'amanu she'ulai alu ha'panim shel keli levad, the only one. The keli the ponim can. Ve'amalu shigama orot shaleim the ponim olu imayim. Then all of a sudden the oil slipped out for the keli. How can that be? There we had many more keli, and you'd think the opposite. There should be much more oil being slipped up. Here they only have one keli of the ponim, and all of a sudden all the oil of the ponim slipped up. So he says the inyan is like this. The asafik rishon, which is babo, the kevan she'alu panim ve'achuchaim shel kelim. You have two types of kelim panim v'achu. I efsha she'im yalu orot yalu machatzitom. You can't bring all the oil. That would be much too much oil up there. So what's the choice? You're going to bring half. Yalu machatzitom yishol lemata. That can't be. You can't have a case where some of the oil is going to go up, some of the oil. You can't have all the oil. So you can have some. Which one's going to go up? Which one's not going to go up? That's not a situation. That's not a situation. V'hinei yelaloyz kulam emikov bekelim lishadati glisbol koka ribo. To have all the way up, you can't have all the panim of the oil and the ach of the oil that you can't have, and half you can't. V'lachein lo yalu shubo. Therefore, none of the oil can go up. But mash again, if you only have one little keli come up the panim, then it's taki shayich as evsha yashi yalu achoreim oroteihem imayim v'yochol arosh le'atik lesovlam ki muatim hem. Then you have only one keli, then it can shlep up its own oil. But have two keli with two oil, that'll be much too much in the ratio of that. The last, the fourth suffix is Badad Hashemi. Badad Hashemi. Badar ze suffix shinichtov ata vuim alu achuraim shalakelim. Again, Bechina Shnia, we're still in Bechina Shnia, meaning we'll have the Makif of Ben coming out. And the question will be over here, what type of help we're going to have from the Kesorim of the Chuv de Ben. From the Ben. Sorry, this is the fifth. This is the last suffix in this paragraph. V'chein adel ziv is suffix shenichtav ata. V'hu im alu achoreihem achoraim shel kelim. We're just going to have the achoraim of the kelim go up. Ev she gam kem yalu oroteim imahem. We said the rule is usually when you bring up one kelim, we're talking about the ach of the kelim now, and therefore the all of that kelim will also be shlefta kim moatim hem. Ma she ein kem yalu pani ve'ach shel kelim is repeating himself. As im yalu kol oroteim yachad lo yochol orosh lesovlam v'im nema yalu merzam. Machatzitom gam iev shakino. Like you can't bring half the oil, not half the oil. Why should you bring this oil as opposed to that oil? Lechein yishol kulam lemata. Mashenkin over here, this suffix over here, we're talking about a case where you're only bringing the ach of the kelim. Therefore, it's shah to bring the ach of the oil. The ach of the oil. They're all there. Now, Safik Shlishi Simanim, this Safik is going to be called Gamken Badad. We call it the Badad Vesheni. It's the second Badad. Vohu Ardech Niska Le'el Ela Shesh Shino Echad. We only made one change. Vohu Shebemokem Ma Shinistapik Lano Besafik Hesheni Shiniska Le'el Im Alu Panim Shalakelim Deshnek Sorim De Chochma Bina Deven. Here after, instead of bringing the kelim of the panim, we're going to bring in the kelim of the achuraim. Ata yistapek lanu im lo alu el achuraim shelahem bilvad kelim veorot kenizka. Once you bring the kelim of the achuraim, you're going to bring the all achuraim kenizka v'harin iba kol ha sfeikes. That's all the sfeikes, and if you want, let's do that inside. So let's just compare it. Let's just compare it over here. Let's do this quickly. So this is Badad Rishon, not the one you just read. So in Badad Rishon, what do we see here? What only changed over here was is that we had the Achuraim. Sorry, this is Badad Rishon. So this is Badad Rishon. We have over here the O upon him, and sorry, the Kalim upon him. That slipped up the O upon him. The Kalim upon him was needed. That slipped up the O upon him. We're going to find that the O of Ach go down into Zat later on. The O Ach goes down into Zat. That's Badad Rishon. Now, what changed over here in this last suffix? In this last suffix, we'll find that it wasn't the Ponim, but rather it was the Kalim, the Ach. No, sorry, I went back a page. Getting lost myself here. Here. And the last suffix, what happened over here? Is that we brought not the kelim upon him, we brought the kelim of Ach. So in the kelim of Ach, that slipped up the O Ach. Very simple. Once you have the kelim of Ach, that slipped up the O Ach. Again, this is going to be the Badad Asheni. That's it. So we've finished all the sfeikas. We can go home now. Quite straightforward. Let's just finish off reading the perek. The atetzol she nevayim mashi katavnu. We have to revive what we spoke about earlier. Who ki hine kasher anu mistapekin veomrim sheef sheshiyalu b'chinas achuraim deshnei kesorim de chokma bina de ben. When we're speaking about the b'chinas achuraim of the kid chokma de ben, al teta'i loma shebechinas apanim shalehem nishor lemata biguf de atik. It will be very difficult to say that if the Achuraim went up, therefore automatically the Ponim of the Kitre, the Chochma, the Ben, the Tzorim of the Chub, the Ben, will go down to the Zab. Because that's Hefech Aseichel. It can't be that the Achud go up to the Resha of Atik, and that the Bechinas of Ponim, which is a higher Bechina, will go down to the Zat, to the body of Atik. That we can't say that. Kidava the Iefsha, Shachuraim Yalu Limal Beresha, that Ponim Shalem, Yoisim Ba'ulim Yisha Limat Beguf. Omnam, Tzav Loma, so what's going to happen to the Ponim, both of the Kedim of the O, of the Ksorim, of the Chuv, the Ben? We have to say, Omnam, Tzav Loma, Shabachinas Ponim Nish Orebim Kromam. They stayed in Chokma and they stayed in Bina, which will become a new part of called the part of Abba and part of the Ima, as we'll discuss. Shu Abba v'Ima l'tzoch atzma. V'im troma adayim adob akashu lo mashach raim yalu be'atik v'aponim v'Abba v'Ima. It's also very difficult to say because we know Atik is higher than Abba v'Ima. So good, it didn't go into the body of Atik, but it still went down to Abba v'Ima, which is a low b'china. V'nashim zeh tshuva. I will give you a tshuva, or bechlolo yituhutzu, and this will answer all the temihos acheros yeshkan be'ilos fekos. This is a klal that you have to remember. This is going to answer all the bechinos. Then in this ba'al el, we learned earlier on in the kudim, actually in shan kudim perik vav, if you want to know, ki yesh bechinos aponim meulim menachuraim. We find sometimes that the ponim is meulim menachuraim. Ubechina acheres hu lehefer. Sometimes we find that shachuraim meulim min aponim. Ki be'erish all the panim hamechabrim lachzo amechabrom lachzo panim. We know that the bechina of panim is used to mechaber panim beponim. We'll discuss this is more of the kavanas to make them go panim beponim and to make the zivug. That's why you need the bechinas of panim. Venimse ki all panim gadol. It's amazing to make panim beponim a zivug. That's where we get all the shefa from. Ube'erich But there's a different erech, and you can look at the things opposite. She'or ahuraim him bonim kol ha'patzuf ha'ikar, which is the goof of the patzuf. Aber or ponim elu rak lahachzir ponim v'ponim. There's two different tafkidim. Or ponim is to give them a chance to go ponim v'zivu. Mashe einken the or ahuraim is to make the ganze patzuf. Which one's better? Well, depends what you need at the time. If you're looking to create the patzuf, we can say as follows: when you have both bechinas together, of course the ponim is better. If because it's all coming besot to surface. And therefore, obviously, al heyos lo kavah o acho, v'zeh nitosev nizrabe alav marzim eponim. V'lachin amarnu b'safak sheni she'ev shalom she'o eponim ala lemale borosh v'o achorim nisha lemate beguf tilei. That's why, if you have the acho ready, the panim's coming as a nitosev, then it's going to be the panim is going to be better than the ach, and therefore the panim goes up. The ach goes out. Aval besafek shlishi, which is badad sheni, shuhu shelo ba atik rag bechinas avraim levadam. Here, what do we have? We only have avraim. We don't have any panim whatsoever. As ein loma shegam bechinas panim yavo v'yir lemata beguf the atik. We can't say the panim is going to go to the guf the atik. In kein harehem chuborim. Then you're going to have panim in the guf, and you're going to have ach in the reisha. Then you can't have. Therefore, the panim will stay in a different parts of altogether. Because you have no panim there. Because you're only in the stage of building the parts. So therefore, if you're building a parts, the ach is much better than the panim. If you'd have the panim in the same parts, you would have a problem there. It's by itself, it's in Abba v'ima. Because right now we need the ach to build the actual pansuf. And this erech, the ach is greater. Lachain nishal be'abba v'ima, it stayed in Abba v'ima in order not to make this contradiction in erechim. So Hashem, next time we meet, we'll be discussing all the spakers in the zat, in the body of Ati.
Yeah.
Okay, you can breathe now.